You would be seated and take your Bibles, turn to 1 Samuel chapter 14. I'm going to talk this morning about how to pick a fight. Some of you already know how to do that. But we're going to look at this incredible character, Jonathan. And this fellow knew how to pick a fight. He just would not stop. 1 Samuel chapter 14. Want to, just because we've been off a couple of weeks, just kind of review or give you a little bit of where we came from. Two lessons ago, we talked about what it means to pass the point of no return and how to get back on track with God. We looked at the grace of God and what it means when we have done something in our lives and it's something that we can't take back. And many of us have had that kind of experience, that kind of personal experience in our walk with the Lord. And so there's the grace of God that He gives, the provision that is made, and God intends for us to pick up and move on. So we looked at that principle time before last. The last lesson that we had was how to respond when hard-pressed and unarmed. And that's how we left the people, the nation of Israel last time, these Hebrews. Saul had gotten his armies together, just become king, and they were hard-pressed because the Philistines were coming down upon them. And you may remember that it spoke of 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen and people like the sand of the sea that came up against the new king of Israel. And here was Saul. He had released the 33,000 troops that had come from the 12 tribes of Israel and had fought against the Ammonites on the east side. And so they come back. Saul releases the soldiers. He keeps 2,000. Jonathan has 1,000. And Jonathan is up in Geba, and he attacks the Philistine garrison there. And so as he attacks them, of course, they respond in big numbers and force, as they did, as I was speaking of here from verse 5 in chapter 13. 30,000 chariots, people like the sand of the sea. So Jonathan had picked a fight. That's what we're talking about. They were hard-pressed by the response of the Philistines. Probably some of the greatest hand-to-hand combat warriors that ever existed, the Philistines. They had champions like Goliath. They had the Anakim, the giants. There were more than just Goliath, but these were great men of war. And not only that, they had the technology they had developed, as we talked about last time, the iron. They had learned how to process it in such a way that it was more durable and a harder iron. And they smelted it in the fire and would work the iron, and so they had superior weapons as well. So this week we want to look at and consider some characteristics of faith. But I want to ask you a question as we get started here. It says that in Him, that is Jesus our Lord, as we just sing about, and through faith in Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I want to ask you how your faith is. We might ask the question, on a scale of 1 to 10, how high would you rate yourself as a person of faith? You know, how developed are you in your trust in Almighty God? Jonathan was pretty developed here. Again, he knew how to pick a fight. And so we're going to look at some principles, some characteristics of faith. Now, you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever gotten ready for church on Sunday morning, maybe that weekend, and everything seems to go wrong? Maybe you've had that struggle with the family, with the kids, or with the wife. You had the argument and the fight, and it's been going on for the weekend, and you're getting ready to come to church, and things seem to be unraveling, and you get you're getting ready to go to the car, and how often is it that maybe you turn around, maybe you make a decision not even to go to church, or maybe it's Lord's Supper Sunday sometimes. I've had that experience.